Change. A second pot of coffee burbles in my in-law's kitchen. David is doing his back exercises. Harriet fields a call from Maureen next door. My wife is a third of the way into a new book. The poinsettias on the dining room table move slightly when the heat comes on. Outside, clouds drift by unceremoniously. A bag of wadded wrapping paper is in the garage. I am wearing a blue sweater with a pattern that looks, from a distance, like a trail of snowflakes. There are loose plans for a walk or a drive to Asbury Park. Without any effort, a softness has descended on our shoulders. I could see it over breakfast, the way we sat in different seats and abandoned our napkins. And I see it now, the fine dust of crumbs where our plates had been. I know this is only temporary, but in this very moment I realize I don't want to change a thing.